Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Bork. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Skip Judsa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Forsch. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Forsch. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Rader reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is called out on strikes. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bork settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms strikes out. One out. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Forsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsch takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball towards left. Watson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Watson. Beckert moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 0-for-1 in the game. Bork hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Forsch covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skip Jutsa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutsa is 0 for 1 in the game. Jutsa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Wynn. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kessinger moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Kessinger scores. Two outs. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3 to nothing, Cubs. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 0 for 2 in the game. Bork takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Forsh hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bork settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cittino moves to third. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rochel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0-for-2 in the game. Jutza hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Ken Forsch. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Ray now pitching. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bourque hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Cittino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cittino hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Cittino reaches second base with a double. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Houston Astros, 0. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.